Well, they've battled 18 months of disruptive lockdowns, and now more than 70,000 students will sit their HSC exams in New South Wales from today. Thousands of students around the country have already started their final exams, all while juggling delays and isolation. And as the year draws to a close, it's unclear what school education may look like in 2022, including the role of rapid testing, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Lockdown was one thing, but the return to school has been anything but smooth. Malcolm Elliott is the president of the Australian Primary Principals Association.
There's a lot of uncertainty. Schools have been adapting, and that takes time and energy and is very mentally draining. So, as you'd imagine, it's a very difficult period of time for people working in schools, and particularly school principals.
I'd imagine a bit of a juggling act almost every day for principals at the moment.
Well, that's well said, because it is a juggling act. With uncertainty about how many teachers are going to be at school, how many children are going to be at school, then managing the programs is far from a straightforward activity.
Rapid testing is being seen as an important tool in helping to increase detection of COVID-19 in schools and reduce time spent in isolation, particularly in students under 12 who likely won't be eligible for a vaccine until next year. The Doherty Institute has submitted its final report to National Cabinet, and rapid testing in schools, what the Institute refers to as a test to stay, is a major feature of the reopening plan. Professor Jodie McVernon is the Institute's Director of Epidemiology.
So the strategy basically compares, if there is an outbreak in a class and a child is identified as a contact, what happens if they go home and are quarantined for 7 days, or alternatively, they are tested every morning at home before they come to school, and if they're negative, they're allowed to keep coming to school.
New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have all introduced pilot rapid testing programs in schools. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, acknowledged school closures have been disruptive in states with high rates of COVID-19 in the community.
I've been working very closely with colleagues in New South Wales, ACT and Victoria over the last few weeks to prepare for exactly the issues that are being faced, and that's a rapidly moving space in terms of how rapid antigen tests can be used. In those circumstances, what is the minimum amount of disruption that can be done safely?
Malcolm Elliott welcomes measures like rapid testing, but says the lack of uniformity is confusing, with rules around isolation and homeschooling changing all the time. He says schools are not only grappling with day-to-day COVID exposure, but longer-term issues around how to replace furloughed staff.
If it's proven to be effective, and there's no reason to think that it won't be, will help schools understand patterns of the spread of illness, how best to respond when there are one, two or three children away from a school for any particular period of time, or there are children whose testing indicates that they can come back to school on a particular day. So it's one of those things where experience will be a great teacher, but in the meantime, there'll be these questions about how best to juggle the planning for individual children, manage classes, and what to do too with teacher absences, which are likely to occur, and how to cover for those that staffing, which is a very difficult issue, not only in metropolitan Melbourne, but all throughout Australia into our regional and remote areas. There is a significant question now about how we're going to be able to provide enough staff to keep schools running as we would normally envisage them to run.
That's Malcolm Elliott there from the Australian Primary Principals Association, ending that report from Bridget Fitzgerald.